Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. Today we do a program on helping women choose life instead of choosing an abortion. And I want to ask you to pray for our TV program. Last time we did a pro-life show, we got censored, and two of the stations around the country refused to air our program. So pray for us, but we're going to persevere. We're going to talk about choosing life over death. And I want to introduce our guest. Hi, Chris. This is Chris Chansky, did I pronounce that
perfect.
Proper. He's the development director of supportlife.org.
Yes.
And we're just going to talk to Chris because he helps oversee a clinic that helps women choose life instead of abortion. So before we get into this, it's always good to pray. So let's do that. Father, we want to pray for people that are watching the show. Maybe some have had an abortion and they need to get forgiveness and healing. Or they're thinking about abortion and they need to move in your direction. God, just by your Holy Spirit, speak to us now. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Chris, before we get into the topic, I always ask our guest, can you, in a nutshell, how did you come to know Christ?
Well, I was 15 years old, and a friend of the family's was getting baptized. And this was kind of new to us. So we, our entire family went, who was in town, and we went and watched, his name was Dave, be baptized. And to be honest with you, we never returned to where we came from. We started going to that church, and one by one,
really,
the Lord saved our entire family over about a two-year period of time. Even a brother that was out in Colorado, going out to find himself, that we always did joke with him about, started going to a Bible study there, is when within 2 years, the Lord had us.
The whole family.
Five kids, a mom and a dad.
Wonderful. Yeah. Now, that's a story you don't hear much.
You don't.
A lot of us have siblings we've been praying for 50 years.
But, yes, we're very blessed.
That's great. All right. So now you're part of, also related to the Crystal Women's Clinic.
Yes.
Now, this program goes on all over the country, mm-hmm. but this is in Crystal, Minnesota, and you're involved in that work. So, and it used to be, that clinic used to be across the street from an abortion clinic.
It did. In fact, it was one of the most prolific abortion clinics in the history of the state of Minnesota. In fact, that's why we started there.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Did a woman ever walk in the wrong door?
Absolutely.
Did it ever end up with the baby being saved?
It did.
Okay.
Yes, it did. In fact, the other side, the clinic across the street was actually started to have guards that would catch the women in their cars so they wouldn't accidentally walk over to us. And we also had, there were sidewalk counselors from another organization that would often talk to women, and if they said, you know, we would like to hear something else, they would bring them across the street to us also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So now that abortion clinic, praise the Lord, closed.
Yes, amen.
But a new one opened 2 minutes from my house. I pass the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic almost every day, and I pray. And why did that abortion clinic close, do you know?
I don't know if the doctor that ran it ran out of steam. She was in her 70s. She did try to sell it. Nobody was interested in it, praise the Lord. And it shut down in January of 2025, and it's supposed to be demolished this year sometime, if
Wonderful.
It hasn't been already.
Praise God.
Yep.
All right, so now you kind of moved locations. You're in Crystal, Minnesota. Women come to your clinic, and what do you do?
Well, what we do is we give them pre-abortion testing. It's very important that they confirm the pregnancy. We give them STI testing, and then we confirm their pregnancy with an ultrasound.
Okay. And do they see the ultrasound?
They do see the ultrasound.
Okay.
In fact, we even invite for them to bring the father of the baby with them, or maybe their mom or someone else, and they do see the ultrasound. They do see up on that screen a little one, not fully formed yet, mm-hmm. but created in the image of God.
Yeah. And how many of the women go ahead and go to the abortion clinic instead that you see first? Does that happen?
Well, yes. I would say the easy answer to that, Tom, is too many.
Yeah.
But just to give you an idea, last year we had just under 700 women coming to us. We then kind of say, okay, are they at risk for an abortion? And 500, I believe it was at 45 of them were. Of that 545, 335 instead chose life.
Wonderful. Yes. Do you ever have the opposite thing? They come to you and you're working with them and they decide, well, I'm going to have the abortion anyway.
Oh, yeah. All the time. We give them, you know, we empower them to choose life. We give them an education. We give them practical help if needed. We tell them about our hope in Jesus Christ. Yeah. But they're going to make that decision.
Yeah.
Our job is not to coerce them. Our job is not to grab them physically. Our job is to give them truth.
Do any of them, do people ever accept Christ at the clinic?
Oh, yes.
It does happen. All right, wonderful. And one thing that has changed in recent years, though, is you used to go to the abortion clinic and have a procedure, a surgery, and that still happens.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have an abortion pill. And are the majority of abortions in America now done by pill?
They are. You know, in Minnesota, it's 65%. Nationwide, it's as high as 70%. Because you think of all those brave states that have outlawed abortion. Abortions are still happening. They're ordering them in through an abortion drug.
And why is that risky?
Well, it's risky for a number of reasons. One is, since COVID started, they changed the policy. It used to be you had to go to a doctor, you had to have a pregnancy confirmed, you had to have an ultrasound to know at what state your pregnancy was, how long, far along were you, because at that time they were saying 9 weeks. Now they moved it to 10, which they then take the 10 weeks, 6 days, so basically 11 weeks, because it depended on the prescription that you would get. Now you don't have to do any of that. You can order the drug online. You don't even have to confirm a pregnancy.
And you have to get a doctor's approval.
You do not have to get.
Oh,
now, the telehealth will say they're, you know, doctors approving it, but you can get the pill without having to go through that. In fact, fathers of babies are ordering these pills, and in some instances are putting them in drinks. They're putting them in cookies. There are at least three men who are coming before judges this year. One even has been charged with murder.
Oh, my. In Minnesota?
Not in Minnesota.
Yeah, let's talk about Minnesota. And I know this is going on all over the country. Minnesota, where we're taping, is one of the worst states, pro-abortion states in the country. Is it true in Minnesota a woman can have an abortion right up to the day of delivery?
It is exactly true. In fact, our law that was put in place back in 2023 states that not only can you have an abortion up until the moment of birth, but if the doctor botches it, if the baby, in their mind, if the baby is born alive, the doctor can take that baby, wrap it up, set it on the countertop, and allow the baby to die.
Isn't that from hell?
It is.
That's called infanticide.
It's evil.
And that's the law in Minnesota.
That's the law in Minnesota. And it bothers me that people are not going against those who created that law and making them stand and explain what they have done.
Oh, we're sick. I'm sorry.
It's terrible.
Do you have women that come to your clinic that are Christian people?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. You know, if you come to our clinic for a tour sometime, and for those of you who are local, we would love to have them come. It's usually one Saturday a month. You can go on to supportlife.org and see when that is. But there's one story we tell about a young lady. She was date raped. Mm-hmm. And she was pregnant, and she was a Christian, and she knew it was wrong. But she did not see how she could go on with her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she had plans. She had a schooling she was about to start. And while she was at Planned Parenthood, her story is this, that, you know, she was weeping. She knew she didn't do it, but she felt she had to. And all they kept doing is putting things in front of her. Sign this. And something in her side said, these people don't even care about me. And she walked out. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, someone brought her to us. And she had that baby. That baby graduated from high school.
Did she keep the baby or adopt the baby?
She kept the baby. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And let's talk about this, because the other side says rape, incest, life of the mother. What percentage of abortions are done for rape, incest, and life of the mother?
I don't know the exact one on life of the mother, but rape and incest is less than 2%.
All right. And are there instances where if the woman had the baby, it would take her life? Is that true?
I want to be very careful. I can't say one way or the other.
Okay.
Our position would be you save both lives.
Right, yeah.
You do everything you can to save both lives.
But even so, 98% of the abortions in America are done for other reasons. But
correct.
They always bring those three up.
Correct.
All right. This isn't my position, but okay, let's ban those three reasons and then, essentially, let's allow for those three reasons and then ban 98%. Well, they don't want to hear that because they want abortion for any reason, whenever.
They use it as an excuse, but if you were to throw that in front of them, and I wouldn't want to throw that in front of them, but if you throw it in front of them, they're going to say, oh, well, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's called the camel's nose under the tent.
Yes.
All right. Also, this abortion drug, you made the point, and I think it's a great one, some women are taking it without even knowing if they're pregnant for sure.
Yes.
And tell me what you said before their cameras rolled about why that's so horrendous.
Well, it's terrible. So they can get a hold of the drugs and maybe not even be pregnant. One third of all pregnancies will end naturally. We would call that a miscarriage.
Yeah.
So we had a woman come to us recently, and she actually came because she wanted us to refer her to someplace to have an abortion. We don't do abortions. We don't refer to them. And we told her that. When she was going to leave, we said, why don't you just at least let us confirm your pregnancy? So she did, and we gave her not one but two pregnancy tests. She was not pregnant. So here's the situation.
Yeah.
Had she walked out not knowing that, thinking she was pregnant, she would have taken those pills. She would have had a really bad couple of days. But she might have had a really bad life, because the rest of her life, she would have thought that she had aborted a baby that didn't exist. But she didn't know that.
Isn't that something?
And that's what's so sad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you care about these women, even if you think abortion's okay, I'm not seeing them caring about those women.
What about this? I mean, a lady from your pro-life clinic came to my church years ago, and she had an abortion, didn't think much about it. Years ago, she has a baby. She said at Christmas time, she's looking down into the crib, and for the first time, it dawned on her what she did to her first baby. Mm. Mm. So, I mean, it's crazy to get an abortion without even knowing you're pregnant, but that's allowed with this drug.
Yes, it can happen. It does happen.
And you know, the abortion rate in America is sky high compared to other nations. There's a few that are worse than us, but like China, which requires abortion for a second baby. But why is the abortion rate so high in America?
Well, I would give it one word, sin. But I think there's a number of things. I think there's women face a lot of pressures. You know, first of all, this idea that an abortion is between a woman and her doctor. I haven't seen that. It's pressure from a boyfriend. It's financial pressures.
Yeah.
Sometimes, sadly, it's pressure from her own parents. That's their grandchild.
Oh, man.
It's hard to understand. But you know, there's just a lot of reasons why she comes in legitimately in her mind says, I can't because I can't afford it. I can't because my boyfriend will leave me. I can't because he'll kick me out of the house. I won't have any place to live. There's just a lot of what I call I can'ts out there that we try to help her overcome.
And do a lot of these women not really want the abortion, but dad or the boyfriend is pressuring them?
I would say that's absolutely true.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man. So we've got a high abortion rate in America. And even, here's what bugs me. This happened in Minnesota. We had a governor, conservative pro-life candidate who waffled on the abortion issue. And why can't we get some politicians who will stand up and say, the Bible says thou shalt not kill? What's going on there?
Well, I don't want to get into their heads. I don't want to be unfair in that. But what I would say is it's a heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it not only is a heart issue, it's a heart issue.
Amen. Yeah.
And there is fear that I can't possibly get elected with this, with being pro-life. Because 70% of the people in Minnesota are pro-choice. Mm-hmm. And I believe that 70% of the people in Minnesota are pro-choice. However...
Okay.
I don't think they're pro the laws we have. And,
okay.
And I think if you stuck the truth of the law we have in front of the people of Minnesota, they would say, even those who are pro-choice, wait a minute, that's sick.
Yeah, to abort a baby in 9 months.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to add another twist here. I'm a Lutheran. I used to be ELCA Lutheran, a denomination which pays for abortions with offering dollars.
Mm.
So does the Episcopal Church, so does the Presbyterian Church USA, the United Methodists are liberal on abortion, and it's no wonder to me that our culture in America is so pro-abortion when you've got whole denominations that are paying for abortions with offering dollars and their denominational healthcare plans. So that's not a help. To me, it's from hell that this is happening in our society. It's super from hell that it's being promoted by the church. I just saw a Presbyterian pastor give a sermon online on she's had two abortions. I felt no guilt, and I think I felt God when I was having my abortions.
Tom, could I say they're being promoted by places that call themselves a church?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. The other questions for you. What challenges do women who come to your clinic face? I mean, they could go to the abortion clinic. They come to you instead.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the hurdles they've got to get over to choose life?
You know, I mean, one of the biggest hurdles we're seeing more and more so is beyond the pressure from the father of the baby is the financial pressure.
Okay.
The financial pressure is really hard. It's because they may lose where they're living. You know, they may be getting kicked out of the house. How am I going to do it? How can I do a job and do
uh-huh.
this? There's a lot of pressures, especially with housing today. There's
okay.
Those. So if you're going to pray, you know, pray that the Lord would help them.
Yeah.
You know, and we try to. We do benevolence. We do over $50,000 a year of benevolence.
Right.
And we love to do more.
Yeah.
But housing is also real difficult. And
yeah.
they look at that as a hurdle that's too big for me to jump over.
Yeah. And so... Before, though, 1973, abortion was overwhelmingly illegal, and people still lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I know there's issues and it's difficult, but, you know, like, here's one woman, and, well, why don't you have the baby and give it up for adoption? Well, if I have a baby, I could never give it up for adoption. But you can kill it? I mean, that's the logic going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So... tell us how you got involved. What got you involved in this work?
So, great question. My wife and I went to a gala for our organization, and we were convinced this was a good work. So,
mm-hmm.
we had been giving liberally for 15 years. And when we moved from Robbinsdale to Crystal, the brand new clinic, they had an open house, and we went to the open house, and we were so impressed. I was driving... You know, for those who are local, Bass Lake Road, we were driving down Bass Lake Road.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to my wife, when I get done working in the food business, I'd been selling food for 40 years,
mm-hmm.
I would love to do this and work with them in about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tom, 4 months later, I'm at the airport in Dallas. I can show you the square of tile I was standing on.
Yeah.
When she sent me a text that says, I think they need somebody now. And went and talked to the director. Her name was Peg at the time, and prayed about it.
Yeah.
You know, in Proverbs it says, in a multitude of counselors there is safety.
Yeah.
I talked to seven folks, and all seven of them said, Chris, you should do this, and even my finance guy. And here I am.
There you go.
You know, it's been a blessing.
It's the way the Lord works.
It is.
Just leads step by step. Well, you know, what percentage of abortions now are the abortion pill?
Up to 70% nationwide.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very sad.
So I just want to say, if you're watching this program and you're thinking of having an abortion, thou shalt not kill. That's a precious child of God. Read Psalm 139. It's a child of God. It's alive. It's human. Don't kill your baby. If you have, get some counseling, some help for some forgiveness, and come to Christ and receive his forgiveness. But if you haven't, I want to urge you that that's a precious child, and don't abort it. And how many minutes we got left here, Mike? I can't see the screen, but find out if you would. And Chris, we're going to put on the screen now your supportlife.org. And if you'd like to know more knowledge about what he's doing and what people are doing, if you'd like to support their ministry, supportlife.org. And what's that? $7.25. So how are you, Chris?
Well, can I add to what you
yes,
just said?
Yes.
You know, whenever I talk to a group, one of the things I always want to say is, you know, there's a good chance there's people out here who've faced abortion decisions. And I always want to say to them, remember one thing. There is grace and there is mercy and there is hope and there is forgiveness from Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So embrace that. Run to Christ.
Right.
Repent.
Yes.
You know, and you know, you were talking about churches, and one of the things I was talking to one pastor, and he was telling me one of the reasons that pastors don't want to talk about abortion in churches because so many women have had them, they're afraid they'll leave. But that's just the point. The love and the compassion and the forgiveness and the mercy and the justice from Christ. You have it sitting in front of you in your Bible there. Preach that to them. They need that.
Abortion is not the unforgivable sin. It's a sin for which Christ died. And just I'm just concerned that people get help. I mean, I remember a lady coming up after church crying, and Pastor Tom, can we talk? We knelt, and you know, many years ago I had an abortion. I just feel haunted by it. And put my hand on her head, and I announced to you in the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If somebody's had an abortion and you just can't seem to believe you're forgiven, talk to somebody about it. Confess your sins to one another, says James chapter 5, and receive the forgiveness of the Lord. And also, I know in the Catholic Church, there's something called Rachel's Vineyard. It's like a weekend where women who've had abortion go off with other people, and they just receive, you know, help and counsel and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Anything in the Protestant realm of you, or do you know of that that happens?
I don't. I would just say run to Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there are places. I know if you're seeing this and you were to call us, we could give you.
There you go.
Places. I just don't have any off the top of my head.
There's 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Ephesians 1. For in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins. So,
amen.
Again, if you've committed an abortion, get on your knees, ask God to forgive you, claim 1 John 1:9 that God forgives you whether you feel it or not, and then move on and don't let the devil condemn you the rest of your life. Because, I mean, I had a secretary who had an abortion, but she got forgiven, and she was a warrior to stand up to tell people, you don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's power in that. So again, let's put up the thing on the screen again here. It's supportlife.org, is that right? Supportlife.org.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and there you go. Let's just take a few moments now. We got 4 minutes left. Planned Parenthood is the major abortion clinic in the country.
They are, yes.
And can you tell us about their founder in the, was it 1920s, Margaret Sanger?
Well, I there's a lot that could be said about Margaret Sanger. I would say she was not a good woman. She believed in eugenics. She believed these people are okay to be alive. These people are not okay to be alive. Mm-hmm. We'll just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But Planned Parenthood was started by her, and it's a wicked entity in the United States. Most of them are in black neighborhoods. You know, in the United States, 13% of the people in this country are African American. 38% of the abortions are of African Americans, and I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible.
And abortion is racist in America.
It appears to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you look at the numbers, it appears to be.
Yeah.
And it's very, very sad. And you can say, yes, I believe they prey on those folks.
Well, and the other thing, in our liberal Minneapolis, they have big buses now advertising Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, according to their ad on the buses, also does transgender care. What does that have to do with abortion? It just says to me that this is an evil group.
It is. It has to do with what they call, you know, caring for women.
Yeah.
But it's really not very careful.
Yeah. So we've got all these things we're battling, and let's just take a moment. How many minutes have we got? 2 minutes left. We're going to just take a moment to pray. Could you join me in prayer? Father, we want to pray for anyone watching this program who is not trusting in Jesus for their forgiveness. And if there's a woman out there that needs to know that there is forgiveness through Christ, just help her come to you, receive forgiveness, and then move on with her life to the glory of God. Lord, if there's someone watching this show who's thinking about an abortion, please, Lord, bring her to choose life. And we would pray, Lord, that you use Chris's organization, all the pro-life groups all over the country, just continue to raise up people that'll choose life and help people choose life. And God, just turn America, especially our state of Minnesota, turn us around from choosing death, and Lord, bring us back to choosing life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, one more time then, if we could put up the thing on the screen here. If you want to support this ministry or hear more about this, this is Chris Chansky, supportlife.org. If you wonder, well, the Bible doesn't say anything about abortion. Yes, it does. The fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Or just go open your Bible and read Psalm 139, where God is knitting the baby together in its mother's womb, and that you don't want to kill that child. So any last words? We got 1 minute here, Chris.
Well, I would just say, I heard someone say last year, being pregnant is not a sin. How you got there, maybe, but being pregnant is not a sin.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a baby inside of you if you're pregnant, created in the image of God. And I say that to you young men out there, too, who that may be your child. Don't force someone to have an abortion. That baby is created in the image of God.
Amen. So everybody, pray for America, and we'll see you next time on The Pastor's Study. And one last point, the Pastor Study TV show is now on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. I barely know what this stuff is, but a lot of you do, so follow us at any time on this, and you can watch us at any time you like. Follow us, and we'll see you there.
Thank you for watching The Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.